So, what effect is the way the leadership contest is playing out having on Labour's search for a new identity and its electability? In the studio with me now, Guardian journalist Zoe Williams and Times writer and Conservative peer Daniel Finkelstein. Zoe Williams.
Yes.
Corbyn. Escapist fantasy or a kind of a real response
to... it's really interesting to hear everything he says portrayed as a really bizarre, radical left idea, because a lot of what he thinks are actually majority positions. You know, you'll get a lot of people in the army saying the defence structure as we have it is for yesterday's war and not tomorrow's war. Trident is for old school blocks of allies and opponents and not for kind of agile terrorist style threats. There's a majority support for renationalising the railways. There's a majority support for the building of social housing to be owned by the state and paid for by the state. So the idea that he's actually articulating something really bizarre, I think, is in itself quite strange.
So do you think he's a winner? Do you think, because you've enunciated the view that there's popular support
there's
for a lot of his positions.
Popular support for this.
So why then do a lot of people, including pollsters and the like, not think Labour romps home to victory with Jeremy Corbyn at the helm?
Pollsters don't have a brilliant reputation.
No, they don't. But I mean, do you really think he's a winner?
I think. I look at kind of Chucker and Tristram, and they've got a very kind of take your medicine attitude. It's like, stop being silly, stop having a tantrum, take your medicine. We know what the centre ground is. We'll tell you how to get there. Now, I think there is a massive, massive dislike of that. So whether or not that translates into bloc support for Corbyn, or whether or not that shatters into Green support, SNP, I don't know. But I do know that kind of old school New Labour, just buckle down and do what you're told, is not going to wash.
Here's a funny thing. I think Labour could win the general election if it had a prime ministerial candidate.
I really dispute the premise. I mean, you're talking about a kind of block of central opinion that always thinks the same way and votes the same way and moves the same way. This is complete nonsense. What counts as centre ground now, 5 years ago, counted as right wing. You know, talking about businesses as wealth creators as if workers never create wealth, talking about benefits claimants as scroungers as if there's nobody honest on benefits. All this language is extremely right-wing, and we now look at it as though that's the centre. So I put it to you that actually the centre is an ever-shifting territory that is captured by the person with the strongest rhetoric, and I do not think that's necessarily the Conservative. But the point is, the Conservatives win when they articulate very well a message of fear, and that is what they have articulated, and that's what they've won on. The Labour Party wins when they articulate a message of hope, and frankly, none of those mainstream candidates are very hopeful. It's so interesting because the others are really, really fighting over the scraps of Blairitism. They're like, who can embody what Blair was? Actually, the one thing that made Blair really good at winning elections was that he was incredibly hopeful. And even if some of it turned out to be kind of wrong, especially at the start, he articulated a grand vision of a better future, which none of them are.
10 seconds to answer a last question.
Okay.
Has Syriza and the experience of the radical left made any difference on your thinking in this area?
I'm really glad you asked me that.
Yeah, just...
What it's done is it's shown what happens to the centre-left in various times. So the pacification, when in Greece it was just collapsed. In Spain it was kind of undercut. In Scotland, it was, you know, the kind of commonweal voice took over the SNP. So there are a number of different things that can happen to the centre-left, but it can't survive as it is.